The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Staying away from dangers. Shalom v'rachot, everybody. Sorry for a little delay. Just time flies by without noticing it. So we're talking about how a person is supposed to make the shtablis not to endanger his life and not to put himself in dangerous situations. Because the Rebbe says if a person does put himself in a place of danger, one of two things will happen. Number one, which can happen, is he will die. And if he dies, he's basically considered that he in some way committed suicide because he put himself in danger, which causes eventual death. And that's the type of retzicha. Not everybody appreciates this, especially younger people. They sometimes like exciting trips and type of trips. Like they could come back and say that I almost died. So that's not the right way to do things. I had a friend who today is a very big Talmud Chacham. He told me when he was younger, he wasn't a frum. And I had to get a motorcycle. So his father was very much against it. So he told his father, what's the worst thing that can happen? I'll die. So his father said, no, it could be worse. You could survive the accident. The cripple has to show. Anyway, that convinced him. But you know, if somebody's life is just has no real value in it, so in a chenami. But our life is every second of life is a potential for achieving more of that eternal good together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to appreciate it. In other words, in some ways, it's a lack of HaKadosh HaTov of the gift of life that we have if we put ourselves in danger. The Bible describes that some Tanoim, Amaroim, they didn't want to go on a ferry because they were afraid that maybe there's a leak or something in it. But same idea, and it's the same idea. So we're very careful. Why should we put ourselves in danger? And who's who is? So no, number one is, once again, if somebody puts himself in danger, then he could end up in not alive, die from it, and then he'll be punished, like we're saying, the terrible idea of causing the death of somebody cherished HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that if somebody kills somebody close to him, it's considered a big avera because it's not expected to. So that's mamish against nature. If somebody has no connection to him, somebody kills him, it's terrible. But if he kills somebody, his brother, it's even worse. So the Chosu says, and somebody kills himself, it's even worse than that. That's the worst thing that can happen. We're talking about, once again, a healthy person who is mezalzel in certain things and endangers his life. And goes on dangerous trips or drives a dangerous fashion, doesn't take care of himself when he should be. Chumot Islam, there are people, unfortunately, that have psychological problems which causes them a strong need to end their lives. We're not talking about that. That type of person is a oinus. We're talking about a person who is healthy, but like we're saying, he doesn't appreciate the gift of life and the fact that Hashem wants him to watch over himself. The Chosu Vos brings this as a moshul, an eved, that his master asked him to watch over something for a specific amount of time. And he said, please, be careful to leave this thing by itself till I'm going to send you somebody to pick it up. And the servant was watching over the thing, and he saw that the eved of his master came late. And he left He left the place before the shliach came. Kamavan, the master was very upset at him. That, you know, I gave you this thing to watch over this thing, and you didn't have the patience to continue watching over it until the time came for you to stop. That's what he's saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that part of our avodah in this world is also to be a shomer, to watch over ourselves. The Medrash about Hillel, that he said, he told us, he departed from his Talmidim, he said he's going to do a mitzvah. And they eventually saw him, and he went to a bathhouse. So he was surprised, what mitzvah is it? You're going to a bathhouse here. And he said that, it's a slightly different than what we're saying, but it's the same idea of relating to oneself in such a fashion. That he said that if it would be a statue of a king, then the king would feel commendable to keep the statue in good place, in good shape, to take good care of it. He said, our body is also telling of a king. It's also, we in some way represent Kodesh Baruch Hu. So also, it's important to keep it also clean and in good shape. So this is
Kol HaLashon.
This is one of the sides of the coin of what can happen when somebody endangers himself in Kamuvan. That is something terrible. Rahman al-Islam. We should never come to such a thing. It's Hashem, tomorrow we will continue to talk about the other side of the coin. That even if a person does survive these dangerous situations, he also didn't do anything good for himself. Because the results are not a proof of anything. The results, very often Hashem has rachmanis on us and saves us even though we did something wrong. But we have to do something right. If Hashem should watch over us, coats of stones.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.